Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your hosts, Jen Shortridge and Joe Shortridge.
Hello.
What's up, my brother?
Oh, we are here.
Once again.
Paranormal Toledo number 2.
Yes, at the historic Collingwood Arts Center in Toledo, Ohio, our hometown.
Yeah.
It's so nice not to have to travel.
Drive.
Yeah, we had to drive 5 minutes. But if you guys remember, our first live recorded show was here last year. Yeah, a year ago today.
And this place is just as active.
We've had, you know, Joe and I got here early because we wanted to get this all set up. But activity since the moment we've got here. Cold chills, black shadows, weird feelings. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Paranormal Toledo 2, this place is awesome. When I went outside to get something out of the car, there were people waiting to get in. It was awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
And they all, the second those doors opened, there was like a rush of people for our booth. Honestly.
Yeah, they all came to our booth right away.
Right.
They were trying, they thought it was a kissing booth, and they were like, Joe, give me a kiss.
Yeah.
So he turned all the men away, though.
Oh, yeah. So speaking about people that are getting activity, we have a special guest with us.
We have a very, very special guest with us today. We have Dennis Hagen of Life Spirit Paranormal. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've known Dennis for, what, a year now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we met here last year, which is great because Dennis is a great investigator. He's done some amazing locations and got some great stuff that we want to ask him about here shortly. So, Dennis, tell us a little bit about your history with the paranormal and how you got into it.
I was interested in the paranormal. I had never experienced it. I just got interested in it. Mm-hmm. I think it was pretty cool. And then eventually watching the shows, you know, that kind of, you know, expands your interest. So, you're like, you know, you want to experience what they experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's why I got into it.
It's always fascinating, like, the love of mystery and the unknown.
It is,
you know, and I can tell you have that passion for it. That, you know, that he loves what he does, and he goes at it full force. He's not afraid to go. You're not afraid to go in that haunted basement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're speaking of activity.
Yeah.
You know, when that orb I caught on my picture.
Yeah.
When I snapped that picture.
Today.
Just a few hours ago, Dennis and I were in the basement of the Collingwood Arts Center, and I don't even know how to put it in words, Dennis. We were just down there, and all of a sudden, everything started happening. We were trying to snap pictures. My phone wouldn't let me take pictures, which I've been taking pictures all day. All of a sudden, it won't let me do it.
Yeah.
And then Dennis got some really interesting and light anomaly on his phone, and it's interesting because we thought, okay, you know, dust has a certain pattern and it falls down. This shot up from the floor up. We're like, holy crap, we just caught something. I had to watch it like 3 times. I'm like, no, I didn't see that. Yes, I did see that.
Well, look at last year when we were here and we filmed you in the death room, and we had light anomalies coming out and interview,
and that's where I caught it. In the death room.
Oh, okay.
Same spot.
That's a
Isn't that interesting?
Yep, same spot.
Oh, my gosh. So, Dennis, we know that you've had a very interesting experience. You went to one of the most haunted locations in the United States. Why don't you tell us where you went and what happened?
Yes, I went to Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Oh, yes. Lucky. We're jealous.
I can tell you when I first got there and when I arrived there, you could feel the energy. I mean, you could feel it. But they took us, I did a public tour.
Okay.
And it was just like a tour of just like 5 or 6 of us.
Okay.
It was like me, 2 other guys and 2 girls, and then the tour guide. And he actually investigated with us some, but he also took off and left us alone too.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I'm like, Jesus.
So when you got, okay, so how long did it take you to get down there? You drove down there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It took like four and a half hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Dennis is here in Toledo also. So when you got there, you get there during the day or did you arrive at night?
We left early in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So I arrived there. We actually left Friday morning and we stayed 2 days.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we went back Sunday morning. I was going to sleep for a little bit and we were going to leave, but I was so like that place is so active that your adrenaline's pumping. When you're done investigating that place, your adrenaline's still pumping.
Wow.
So I drove, we drove back. My wife started driving back and I took a short nap and then we stopped at a break stop and then I drove the rest of the way.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point. But Waverly Hills, like, I'll talk about some of the experiences that I got. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good.
When we first started out on the fifth floor, it was really weird because my camera, I had to find, my memory card wasn't reading in my camera. So I'm sitting here trying to fumble through my memory cards. And in the process, I'm hearing noises like off to my right. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm trying to get my camera going. And I'm just hearing like shuffling and movement. And I'm shining my light. And I'm just like, you know, what's there, you know? So I finally got that done. And then there was the two girls that were with our group. Mm-hmm. They were outside on the roof. And we were talking for a minute. I said, if you want, you can stick. We can just stick together and investigate. So we feel, you know, we have three. So let's do it, you know.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, you got all the equipment, you know, thermal, REM pod, you know, the whole work. So we went to the room that they claimed the nurse hung herself, which you guys probably heard that story.
Yeah.
502, you know. They also said there was a nurse that also either committed suicide or was thrown out the window.
Yeah.
They don't know for sure.
Yeah.
That's just speculation.
Mm-hmm.
They did say the nurse that hung herself was in front of the elevator. The janitor came up that morning, the elevator doors open, and she was hanging.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just want to clarify that. That's what they said. So we're in there. And the one girl asked a question. She was like, if you passed away here, did you pass away here? And my REM pod went off.
Okay.
Like, it responded.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we're getting something, you know? So we're feeling cold spot energy. And so it moved. The one girl was by her friend. I said, come here, over to my left. And you could hear. And she walked over to my left. As soon as she walks over there, I hear this disembodied voice off to my left.
Oh, my God.
That said, help me. And I was like,
that was so scary.
And I was like, and I'm out of here. I had to run out to the roof and gather my thoughts. And the girls didn't hear it. I did. They were like, they thought I was joking. And I was like, no, it was a disembodied voice that said, help me. I did not catch the creeper.
Oh, okay.
I did not catch the creeper. I did catch some a shadow figure on my thermal camera.
Nice.
We were in the death tunnel. If you turn everything off, you have nothing on, no light source. You can see a light go. Psh, 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 psh.
Oh.
Just
interesting.
All the way down to the end of the tunnel. My REM pod went off in the kitchen, in the cafeteria.
Wow.
We investigated that. I think the most active was the fourth and fifth floor.
Okay.
Was the most active.
I hear that a lot from a lot of people.
Yeah. I had a chance to go in the morgue. They say.
Did you really?
Yeah, I
did. Oh, what happened down there?
I didn't really. We actually heard he was telling us about the morgue, and all of a sudden we heard a knocking sound across the way. And we all stopped. Was like, did you hear that? But I did catch an EVP.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an old guy was like, it wasn't disembodied, but it was on my EVP recorder. It said, help me, like clear as daylight.
Wow.
It said, help me. And then I caught another EVP when I was on the fourth floor that said, that was laughing and said, I turned it, I lit it up. Like,
really?
Like, it played with my REM pod because my REM pod was sitting out. And I think it was, and it laughed. It goes, I lit it up.
That is awesome.
And
so cool.
Yeah. I mean, the experience of Waverly is. And then the walls, once you leave, it changes you.
Really?
I'm not, I mean, my wife will tell you.
How so? How does it change you?
It opens your eyes to the paranormal because of how active it is.
Okay.
And I was actually drained of energy the Sunday morning going into Monday. I didn't feel like myself until Tuesday morning.
Oh.
I was so drained.
Completely understand that.
Yeah. So, but. That's actually at the top of my list of investigations is Waverly. I'm planning on going back, though, next year.
We want to go.
Yeah, it is a very addictive place.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, I find that, especially like this place here, you know, I've been here several times.
Uh-huh.
It always calls back to you. Like, I need to get down to Collingwood. I need to get down to Collingwood.
Yeah. This is my first time. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
This my swear to God, he was here last year.
I thought for sure. No, well, you didn't investigate.
I didn't investigate. Yeah. But it's my first time investigating. So. I will investigate this, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm here for the 5 hours, so we'll see what I get.
You're going to get something good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I got that orb earlier in the basement.
So. And they're calling to you.
You don't even
they're
have,
calling you. They you want
don't
you
even
come
have
down
to be hunting. Oh, yeah. They come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially in this place.
Oh, yeah.
And wait till the lights get out in the theater here. There's nuns that they claim are like to sit in the balcony and... Joe and I sat up in the balcony last year.
Uh-huh.
We just, I don't even know if it was at this event, but we were here. Remember, mm-hmm. we just sat in the balcony.
No, it was during one of our investigations because there was no one here.
No one here.
There was nobody but Joe and I in there. And we were like, did you just see that?
We saw lights and stuff.
Yeah. Shadows.
Shadows.
Earlier today, we were watching one of the speakers.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I'd be stage left.
Uh-huh.
Our... sitting there looking right, and I saw some flickering, like a car drove by outside, and you know the sun reflects off it, but there's no windows on that side of the building.
No, that was really interesting.
That's what I saw, and I'm like, my friend Dana was sitting next to me. I'm like, did you see that? And she's like, what? I'm like, I just saw lights flicker on stage. So you never know what you're going to see here.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean...
And with 5 floors and the basement, yeah. I mean, you could be in... Two people could be in two different space and not running into each other for an hour, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this place is huge.
Would you go to Waverly by yourself? Say if you could absolutely nobody else there. Would you go by yourself?
That's a good question. I can tell you when I was walking the halls of Waverly Hills, I was on high alert because if you and everybody knows the stories of Waverly Hills.
Yeah.
And when you go, you know what to expect.
Right.
Exactly. You know what to expect. You know to you're going to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear disembodied voices. Things are going to happen, and you know it.
Yeah.
And you know, I can tell you, I did not yawn once during that whole investigation.
Really?
Nope.
Nap by you. We've been in places like that where it's like electricity running through your body.
Yeah.
You know. Where else have you investigated? I think you guys were down at the Toledo Yacht Club.
Yes, we were at the Yacht Club too. That was a good place. It's not still at the top of my list.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom because, I mean, I believe it's active, but I believe it only has certain activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think when we went, the most active was the attic in the basement. That was
okay.
It. The second floor wasn't so much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
You know,
I think the only funny part that happened to me is when I was walking in the kitchen, or not the kitchen, sorry, it's the women's bathroom.
Okay.
I was walking in there and I tripped and hit the stall door and and an actual spirit came over across one of the frequency radios that a woman had and it actually called me out on my clumsiness. It said,
"Oh, really?"
Yeah, it said, "Watch out, be careful."
Oh my goodness.
Seriously, I actually heard, I slowed it down on my audio because I caught on my recorder. And my wife heard it, and she was like, "See, she's calling it out."
You know, and remember that when you do your investigation tonight, because that is, a lot of the times too, the nuns will speak to you that way. They'll be like,
"They'll
behave.
Scold you."
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
I've heard a couple of nuns here are kind of mean. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
You know how that is.
Yeah.
The speculation of.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
We also invested in Gill House together.
Yes. Gill Mansion. Yeah.
Yes.
That was really, really a unique experience because we only had 6 people in total.
Yeah.
And it was great because, you know, you don't get a lot of contamination in your evidence when you have less people.
Yeah.
But what a great place. I know that, you know, you and I had an experience together.
That was so funny because the gentleman was there trying to give the tour and... You guys went in the dining room, and all of a sudden you didn't come out, and he's like standing by himself, giving the tour to himself, and you guys are, oh my God.
We're getting evidence right away.
Yeah. Actually, I was just telling her, me and Devin was trying to go over our EVPs because of our radio interview on Live Paranormal in California.
Yeah.
And we had to pick 5 EVPs, and we were going over them all. and he was playing them, and we were listening to them, and all of a sudden, I heard a male voice, like, say something. Just flat out said something. And nobody reacted to it. Because as we were listening to it, no one reacted. Because Jen was doing something, said something to me about my EMF.
Okay.
And I said something back, and after the voice spoke. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if it was one of the gills or one of the...
The Talbots.
Yeah, the Talbots. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't know. But it was a male voice, you know. And, but yeah, in that cold spot that I told you about.
Yeah.
Right by the fireplace.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That was pretty active. And then Dennis and I were upstairs, right before I got up.
Oh, yeah.
Upstairs,
the light came on.
The light came on.
We heard footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hallway light came on. And me and Devin was in different rooms. And I turned around, and Devin came walking down that hallway, and I came out the room, and I was like, did you turn the light on? He's like, no. Did you? And I was like, I thought you were done investigating up here. And he's like, no. He was like, I heard footsteps. I was like, I did too, because I thought it was you walking across the floor.
Yeah.
And he was like, me too. And he was like, nope. So, yeah, that was, and honestly, we need to go back.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
We need to go back.
And I'm going to have my SLS set up done by then, because
I know I'm working on mine too.
You know, I was just talking to the lady that runs it.
Yeah.
And she says someone came in with the SLS setup just like we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Saw a figure in that room right next to the fireplace.
Yeah.
Exact same spot.
Yeah. I actually went and bought a 360 camera.
Connect. Yeah.
And I actually had to order the adapter because I realized I needed the adapter.
Yes.
And I got that coming Monday. And I download the software the guy told me today, mm-hmm, here at Collingwood Arts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to connect it all, and I'm going to see if it works.
Yeah, I hope so, because I love it.
Yeah.
I'm
going to get it connected. So. But
anyways, we got to let you go.
Okay.
I got another person standing here waiting patiently.
Okay.
And but tell everybody where they can get a hold of you if they need any investigation work done.
Yes. I'm actually on Facebook at Dennis Paranormal. I'm also looking to start my own team. Mm-hmm. So I am looking for a lead investigator.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested as listening, please contact me on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'd be more than happy to talk to them and, mm-hmm, you know, and sit down with them and, you know, give them a chance to come on an investigation with me and Devin just to test them to see how they can handle it.
Because you got to gel together.
Yeah.
You have to work together.
I can't
together.
Just go and pick anybody and
exactly.
You have to have the right fit.
Yes.
You know?
And I don't want someone who's scared of the paranormal or is going to get touched and run like a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, I can't.
Well, then you can't have Joe on your team.
No.
That was one thing that somebody was saying, oh, my God, I just heard a little girl scream. And Jen was like, no, Joe just
That's
got
just my brother. Just
But anyhow, thanks for stopping
by.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Definitely. And you're welcome anytime.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
Take care. All right, and with us today we have the Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunter Society. We have Harold Butch, two new members, and Carter, who's helping us.
Here.
He's our big helper.
You know,
say hi, everybody.
Hi.
You know, our first interview ever was with these jokers right here.
Yeah. Clowns to the left, jokers to the right. We just love you so much.
I think this is where I jump in.
I love
Hey,
you.
Joe, Jen. Thanks for inviting us on again for a minute. What a great day it's been down here at the Collingwood's Arts Center. Paranormal Toledo, it is everything they say it's going to be. We got down here, I got down here a little bit late. You guys were already here, and Jen was passing out donuts, so I didn't get my table set up. Phillip, probably really close to 10, but I had to have my donuts first. But either way, thanks for having us on the air again.
Yeah.
And I remember you guys down here last year and the first interview with us. I had walked by your table and introduced myself. I think I was looking for some airtime anywhere, just to get just to get my name out there and say hello. But anyway,
like
it's nice
to
see you guys again. No,
no,
not at all.
No, at home.
Not
I'm very quiet. They say. I mean, I'm introverted, is what they say. Anyways, Butch and I and Jeff, Uncle Jeff, are here today. I have my grandson Carter with us today, so we're working the event. And I have two new members that joined the group. Well, Clockwell's been around for a couple of years, and it took some time off, but he's back with us. So I have Steve Klocko and Nick Lewandowski with me as well as Butch is always on my side. So I just kind of wanted to come down. I wanted to say thanks for having me on. But this is an opportunity to say hi to the boys and get their name out there.
Definitely.
So.
Yeah,
definitely. All right. So tell us a little bit about your history of ghost hunting.
I started new with Harold probably about 3 years ago, and didn't have really too much experience with that, but I had a lot of questions, and that's why I've been kind of hoping to be with this group, answer some questions, and learn from them.
Great. And what about you? Have you had any prior experiences?
I don't really have any prior experiences. I've known Harold for about 2 years, so anytime we started talking, it always ended up just turning into ghost talk and eventually turned into me joining the group. So.
What's your favorite piece of equipment to use?
I haven't done any investigations yet, so
I don't
know.
You better get on it. Yeah. Today's the day. Yeah. This is the place. But yeah, we'll get you down with the spirit box or something, because this basement's active as, you know what, Butch and I were down there and we saw a shadow already going down. Right, Butchie?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a light off of something else or whatever. As soon as we opened that door, I see something shoot off. It definitely looked like a shadow.
It's pretty scary down in that basement this morning. What are you guys up to lately? What's new and exciting with the group?
Well, we got a lot of things going on, Jen. This coming Thursday at 6 o'clock, we begin our Ghost Hunting 101 courses out at Owens Community College. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
It's our third round. Jen, you know very much about the class. You had taken one of the classes.
Yeah, it was amazing. If anybody is interested, definitely take it. You learn so much. Learn stuff that I didn't know. And I've been doing this a while, but really, it really helped me understand the whole process.
Well, as you know, you've been doing this for quite a while now, too. You're never too old to learn. Even I and Butch as well, we learn new things all the time. Like events like today, I'm walking through the corridors here, and I'm learning so much from other groups. Here's funny, and a lot of people call me old school. I have been trying for no less than a year and a half, and Joe knows this because him and I have been sending texts back and forth, trying to build the Kinect camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and I got, Nick Lewandowski, I got his iPad, and I went and bought the Xbox 360 camera, and man, I'm going to be like the hit in the neighborhood of ghost hunting.
Did you see that there's someone in the Gerber house that actually has the setup?
Well, that's what I was getting. He said, Harold, take everything you bought and throw it away. This sounds like Dr. Ken from 35 years ago when I pulled up in the driveway with him, and I had three or four VHS cameras, and man, I had a trunk full of equipment, right? And he gets out with a camera around his neck and a recorder in his hand, and he asked me, Harold, what are you doing? I said, Doc Ken, you got to see all this stuff I got. Now, we're really going to capture some ghosts. And he looked at me very serious. I've never forgot this, Joe. He says, you're not going in there with me. Why? You're going to scare the hell out of the ghost. Put all that stuff back in there. Grab your camera and your recorder, and let's go. Can we get this done? So, I was down at the end of the corridor, and I met that guy.
Okay.
What a couple of great guys down there. They went through it. They wrote everything down for me. Joe, listen, we have an investigation, I think, in Pemberville, Ohio, this coming weekend. I can't give the location right now, but I will have my Kinect camera going.
Well, you better show me how to.
Well, I got to go to my grandson's first, and I got to steal his Xbox 360 camera. But as soon as they have that, we're up and running. So
go to GameStop; they're like $25.
Yeah, you told me that several times. Yeah. You get used. I actually have a couple of them now, so I'm all about this thing.
Yeah.
Besides the class, are you doing any talking tours in our haunted Halloween season now?
Well, it's October's coming.
I'm so
the Halloween season's here. The witching season.
Yes.
I think Butch has us scheduled for, I don't know, probably upwards of 15 to 20 events. We're going to be at several of the Lucas County Public Libraries. We're going to be at the Sylvania Historical Society. The only way you can really follow us is go to the Facebook page or the website, Jen, and you can see all the public presentations we're giving. That's something I really enjoyed the last couple of years.
Yeah. It was really interesting. The one that you did at the library, I think we had a little bit of activity during the presentation.
That's what
the one in Sylvania was awesome.
Yeah, at the Birmingham Library, the lady come up to me after, and I can't remember her name right now. As soon as we got done doing our presentation, she goes, listen, can you guys stay a little bit longer? I said, well, the crowd's leaving. We're tore down. No, you got to come down to the cellar. We have like stuff going. You lit this place up. I didn't have anything to do with it. Library's just going to be one of them.
Why are libraries so haunted? It seems like all of our local ones, they're old. We have a lot of old libraries in Toledo. Do you think it's just people who, because there's so many people coming and going out of there?
This is where I'm going to do my Broadville thing. Yeah. It's full of history. I don't know why.
I was having a blonde moment. Sorry about that question.
I don't know. But several of the libraries they claim to be haunted, including the main one downtown on Michigan Street.
Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah.
My dad used to go in there a lot. He used to know the guy that worked there that could get us in the door. I've been down there a couple of times, but I never really, was able to document anything. But, the stories and the legends, they're worldwide. So it's a nationally known haunted location. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, a lot of, especially downtown, we have some old things, city documents, record books. There's stuff that's tied to that. That's people being remembered.
And absolutely.
People have passed on many, many generations. Nobody's remembering them. And that makes me sad. Well, it really does.
Well, that's the same thing I do with the cemeteries.
Yeah.
I go, I clean off the gravestones and clean the grave sites off so that people can remember that, they go out and see their relatives and see the people next to them, and they're like, oh, and when they say their name, that's sort of like a rebirth.
Yeah, well, here's where we may get in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of cemeteries and the whole respect thing, for years, and I got something on our Facebook right now. It's Haunted Athens, Ohio. I've made a short video, the best of my ability. But here's the true story of this. Since 1999 or so, I took an interest in Athens, Ohio, and the surrounding community. What a really neat, cool place to be. On top of it, it's the 13th most haunted place in the United States.
Wow.
So it has legends itself.
Yeah.
Well, we had went down there over a period of, 3 or 4 years, Butch?
Yeah.
And probably 15 investigations. And this is no exaggeration. We got to do the 5 cemeteries that built the pentagram. Now, a couple of them you can't get to anymore because they're on private property and you're just not allowed there. But so many things have changed down there. The buildings are gone. We did the tuberculosis ward. I got some video online of us being in there. They tore that down a couple of years ago. But speaking of the cemetery, Joe, there's a big thing going on now with OU, because OU owns all, Ohio University owns it now, which I think is great, because the beauty of all that is all the buildings have been able to be renovated. I mean, it looks really nice down there. The ridges are a beautiful place now in the evening with the lighting, and it's just a really cool place to be, and it looks nice. They take care of it. But here's the sad thing. We have documented pictures from that cemetery from 20 years ago, okay? They did the most god-awful things. Like, it was linked to the Wilson's Hall, and you can get on any Google, the internet, and investigate this yourself. That being said, in that cemetery, there was a circular of probably 13 to 15 headstones, and that was linked to the Wilson's Hall, where the girl used to do satanic worshiping, and practicing the occult within that circle in the asylum cemetery up on the ridges.
Oh, okay.
Well, I went down a couple years ago. It's kind of empty. The old beacon building, the tuberculosis ward, is now gone. Yeah. But Joe, Jen, this is the honest God truth. All the headstones are gone.
No way.
And listen, they're gone and they're placed elsewhere. So, and I don't want to say anything about anybody. I don't really want to stir up a lot of trouble, but this concerns me. So when I made the call, here's what they said to me. Yes, the headstones were in a circle for about a year. It was done by some pranksters, students from the university.
My God.
And I said, listen, I have pictures. They've been here for 20 years.
Yeah.
What's happened here? How can you move headstones with the body still there? Listen, we just told you what happened. There's no bodies there. There was pranksters that put those headstones in a circle of motion.
No. Yeah,
and you will no longer talk about the paranormal here. This place is not haunted.
Oh, my goodness.
There's nothing here that's haunted. Listen, I shouldn't say this either, but we go out, Uncle Jeff and I go out to get in the car, and there's a ticket on our windshield. A parking ticket.
Oh, geez.
I mean, come on, there's nobody in the city.
Really?
I'm not saying anything bad, but here's the thing. They did not like me, asking about it anymore. Athens is shut down, but the 5 cemeteries, they've been smart about that. Some of them have bought the surrounding properties around them, and they're well-maintained, but you can't get to them anymore, especially the Sims Cemetery where, John Sims was the hangman. The hanging tree where it still had the rope marks around the tree was also cut down a couple of years ago. So the Ohio University has worked very, very hard to take the paranormal out of that entire city or anything that was linked with the university itself. Even the cemetery itself has a bunch has changed. And we had some remarkable EVP sessions. Well, you did, which is one of our leading EVP getters. So he's always pretty successful. As everybody knows, I get one about, you know, yeah, I got Arizona Tramp over here from the Black Swamp, you know, saying you talk too much. So, anyways, cemeteries, I agree with you. But, Joe, I'm following you on Facebook all the time. You're always at cemeteries. What intrigues you about that?
The history.
It is the history,
it is the history.
It?
And, you know, I said this many times, but there's three phases of death. The physical death, the time, the second death is when they put you in the ground, and the third death is when the last person speaks your name.
Well, that's kind of cool. I never really looked at it that way.
If you're preserving the history and of cemeteries or any building, there's always an opportunity for someone to say that name again, which brings, I don't want to say brings them back to life, but you know what I mean.
Well, it feeds an energy. I mean, it's got to be some type of an energy field there.
And like, what if all of their relatives are gone and nobody ever remembers them? You know, for us to be able to just walk through and say, this person lived, this person was a living person. Mm-hmm. They had breath in their lungs. They had blood in their veins. And they made a contribution. Of big or small, they were a human and they were here.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's why I'm so attached to some of these old asylum cemeteries. Joe, Jen, people, there are no names. That's headstone 13. That's headstone 247. I mean,
it's like when you go out to Johnson Island and see the.
And we've been there several times too.
All the headstones, well, not all, but all of them say unknown.
Yeah, isn't it? It is sad, isn't it? You know, Johnson's Island. When you go in there, do you think that particular cemetery is haunted?
I don't know. I never got a vibe.
We haven't spent enough time there. You know, we come and we go and we're there for like 20 minutes and then we go. I think anything to do with the Civil War, anybody who died in the war or is unknown, buried unknown soldier, there's got to be some energy there. At some point, they're going to say, please, I made a contribution. I was alive. Somebody remember me.
I feel a sense of sadness.
I do, too.
Obviously, when we go into a place like that, we're very respectful.
Yeah.
I always thank them for their service because we wouldn't have our freedoms today if it wasn't for the soldiers that put their life on the line.
The scariest thing I thought.
Us. Go ahead.
I couldn't agree with you more. The scariest thing of Johnson's Island Cemetery was the 75-cent toll bridge
that never worked
to the island.
Oh
right.
My God.
I mean, it was kind of cool, but
one-lane bridge.
That was scary. Yeah. I was scared to death.
Yeah.
Before I even got to the island.
For one thing, every time I've ever gone there, the thing never worked.
Yeah.
And somebody was always coming the other way, and the gate would open, so I just go in. Because you try to put the money in, it never works.
No.
And then I was always afraid of getting halfway and the dang gate come down and hit the car.
Right, right.
Do you want to hear a funny story? It's not paranormal related, but it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You guys will laugh. So in the 70s, my mom and dad had one of those 71 Beetles, you know? Around, you know, everybody had one in the 70s. They had a bug. Well, they were at the post office, and the post office was on fire. So there's no cell phones back then. So they took their bug, drove to the fire department, pulled in, and the door came down and shut on top of their car because the firemen were already on the way to the post office, and my dad's little Beetle got stuck under the firefighter's door.
And tell them what condition our father was in.
Oh, my dad was in, he was tanked.
Listen,
he was in the bag.
Can I ask something?
I don't know why,
I've known you guys
for
over a year.
I had to tell that story.
I don't know why you told that story. I don't think that story's funny. You said you were going to tell us a funny story. That story's really scary.
It was funny.
Stuck at the fire department.
Yeah, anyways.
thanks for letting me stop by. I want Butch to tell you a little bit about a couple of the other things. Can I throw a couple shots out there? Besides our class at Owens Community College, we have some lectures coming up at several of the libraries and stuff. Well, in the Savannah Historical Society. What else do we got going on?
We got Springfield Township. We also have Birmingham, I believe, Toledo Heights, and I can't remember the other one right offhand. And our classes.
Well, it's good to be that busy that you can't recall off the top of your head all the places you're going to do.
That's amazing.
Listen, guys, thanks for the shout out today.
Yeah.
I've had a great day. But on a serious note, before I go, over the past year, Joe, every time I call you, this is the amazing thing about Joe, guys, that a lot of people don't know. You know, an old timer like myself that's trying to build equipment and do other things, I can't tell you how many times over the past year, and sometimes at midnight, I'll send Joe a text. Hey, Joe, what's your opinion of this? Or, Joe, can you help me do this? you know, within a minute's notice, he texts me back, and he, what a great friend you've become.
Well, thanks.
You know, and we all like Jen. I mean, we all like Jen long before you.
Nobody likes me.
Oh, well, that's fine.
It took a month or two for you to warm up. So, anyways, come on out to some of our events this fall,
please.
Okay?
You guys
and
will
are you
going
to stop by any of the classes at all?
I'm going to come to the class, yep. Good. I'm signing up tomorrow.
Are you? For which one?
Number two, the second level.
The number two class? Go study 102, right?
102.
I think that starts in November, I believe. So, hey, listen, I'm excited and looking forward to all this. So,
you know, you guys are amazing. And we've learned so much from you. And just in the year that we met here a year ago, it's our anniversary.
It's a happy anniversary.
Yeah. Happy anniversary. But, you know, we just appreciate everything you guys do, everything that you've taught us. And we're just looking forward to the future, you know. We'll just hang out again.
We maybe this is not the day to say this, but isn't there another convention coming up like next month? Or are you guys attending?
Yeah, there's another one there.
So you're going to be there as well?
We're going to be there.
And you're going to be there as well, right?
Does that mean we could do a short 5-minute radio thing again?
I think we should.
Butch says to me, you've got nothing to talk about here. You've got absolutely nothing to say.
There's always something to talk about.
I want to sit with Joe and Jen, and I don't care what we talk about. I just want to sit with Joe and Jen, and I want my airtime. So that's just the way I
am. We'll always give it to you because you always have an interesting story, and our listeners, you know, can learn stuff from you, the right way to do things when you're investigating.
Yeah, that's a big
thing.
That's
important because there's a lot of mistakes that are made.
Thank God for Butch and Becky and Michelle, right?
That's right.
You know, there'd be no mistakes made. Oh, I know what you were supposed to say, Butch.
Oh, no.
Ghost Talk on Sunday nights.
Yes,
on my Facebook page.
Yes.
Listen, I've been getting so many comments on that are pretty good. Well, besides the negative from Arizona Tramp that sent me, said, you need to use microphones. Nobody can hear you.
That's what I said.
It sounds like a shit show to me. Harold, can you try to be professional?
Just get an interpreter.
I know what that is. And Ghost Talk and about the comments. Our new guy forgot to say something about it.
Oh, no.
And that's why our comment wasn't made.
Exactly right. Steve Clocko and Nick are going to help us with the Ghost Talk. Becky's working, you know, a lot now at night. And so that's a huge loss. I miss her. Not only do I miss her because she's my, you know, my partner, my friend.
Your lover.
But here's the other thing. She, you know, this is the best season of the year.
Yeah.
And she's going to miss probably 40% of the things we're doing. So, Joe, Jen. Listen, guys like Paul from Ghost Hunters International walking
Paul Bradford's in front of, walking
Joe
by.
Joe Chin just walked by. John Kachuba.
Oh, hi, Joe Chin. I'm stalking him, by the way.
Can I put one more shout out to Collywood? Yeah, one more shout out to Collywood. Listen, it's not too late. What time is it? I don't know when this show's going to air, but I hope you're here today. And if you're not here today, you should have been here today.
It's beer 30.
So
if you're not here today, watching out here,
I'm going to pass the microphone.
Hi, Wendy.
We're all saying hello to everybody. Hey, this is a social event.
It is.
I'm going to hand the microphone over to Butch and let Butch say so long to our fans.
All right.
Before you guys throw me off the stool, anyways, right? Thanks again, guys, for having me. And here's Butch, right?
Okay.
Hello again. Hello, my friend.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Butch and I had a cute little experience in the basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it is such a weird... Okay, so if people don't know, we're at the Collingwood Arts Center, which is a historic building here in Toledo, Ohio. Butch and I went down into the basement, and it just has the weirdest feeling down there.
Yeah, we had a really heavy sense on our chest and whatever. And like we said earlier, when we opened that one door, we definitely thought we seen a shadow take off. At least I did.
Yeah,
but we don't know if it was the light, you know, coming from when we opened the door on this silver.
But to pair that with the feeling that we both felt at the same time.
It definitely, I think, was the shadow. It took off.
Well, they've been saying that a lot of people are seeing the shadow figure walk around.
Yeah, I think it definitely was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With the library talks that you're doing, you guys, how long does that usually last?
Most of the lectures last about an hour.
Okay, and that's free to the public, right?
Free to the public.
Yeah, so if you're interested in learning about ghost hunting, what's going on in Northwestern Ohio, what Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunter Society is doing, come out, check their Facebook page because they have some great lectures. It's free, it's family friendly.
Correct.
You know, if you want to bring the kids out, it won't be too scary for them, except for, you know, Harold, he scares everybody. But
he likes getting into his lectures.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, it's a great family event that you can go out for free doing Kashimani, and just learn about ghost hunting, the equipment, different locations around here. It's very, very cool to do.
Our lecture that we're going to have at Springfield Township is going to be with Haunted Toledo.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. That is amazing.
That's going to be on the 24th of October.
Okay, we'll be there.
That's a Tuesday night.
Yeah, I will be there with bells on because it's, you know, anytime you get you and Chris and Harold together, you know, just the amount of, like, the years of knowledge that you guys have in the paranormal and what you've investigated right here locally is it's just something to, you know, take note of.
Yeah, we really enjoy working with Chris.
He's great. He's around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think he's chasing some ghosts in the basement.
Yep.
But we appreciate you coming on. You know, anytime you guys want to come on or something to promote or want us to, you know,
yeah, we appreciate
talk about
you
anything,
having us on.
We're here. We're here for you. All right, Joey,
you
want to wrap
it
up?
And I see somebody else walking by
here.
Yes,
we got to grab this guy
on.
Here.
Okay. Thanks for having us on.
All right. Yeah, so we see somebody walking by here. Arizona Tramp, get over here.
Hello.
Get over here. There you are.
What up, people?
How are you? It's nice to meet you. I've always heard your voice, but I never get to meet you in person.
Well, it's nice to meet you, too. And I didn't know I had you for fans, but cool.
Yeah, definitely. Listen to the show every once in a while. Tell us a little bit about your show. Give us the name and what it's about, because our listeners can know.
From a dark basement in a haunted dwelling somewhere in the Black Swamp of Northwest Ohio. This is Black Swamp Radio Live.
We are
out of Millbury, Ohio.
Okay.
I'm one of the internet pioneers. I've been doing this since 98.
Wow, that's amazing.
Different stations, but finally this one.
Wow, that's, you have a long tenure in the internet radio business.
Yeah.
How has it changed over the years? I mean,
well, when I first started doing it, nobody was doing it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, people like Pandora decided they were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what killed it. It was MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah.
So nobody comes to the website anymore. So you have to accommodate for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then things like TalkStream Live came out. And TalkStream Live is where it hosts terrestrial stations as well as internet radio stations.
Okay.
And Black Swamp Radio Live has been right up there, like five spots underneath Clyde Lewis.
Okay.
So
you're up there.
I've been up there.
Yeah.
I know Joe probably knows, but I don't know. What's terrestrial radio?
Terrestrial radio is like Grizzly Station.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you. Like a traditional.
The traditional.
Physical station.
You know,
okay, gotcha.
94.5 rocks.
Okay. You know. All right, sorry, I just didn't know because I'm blind.
So it's Shoutcast. We're on Google Live.
Okay.
Or Google Play. We are on iTunes. We're TuneIn.com. Mm-hmm. Wherever it is that you want to, you know, if you're not comfortable coming to a personal website sort of thing, you can go somewhere and listen to the show.
And, yeah, I've noticed that, too, is a lot of people aren't even going to websites anymore. They just go to iTunes or whatever. And
well, yeah.
Because it's easier.
I have my own Android app, but nobody uses it because it's hosted on my website instead of paying Google the $25 a year to host it on theirs.
Yeah.
Very same app. But on my website, it will tell users that don't know any better, this will ruin your stuff. Don't download this. You know, blah, 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 blah. It's the very same thing that goes to Google.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I was on, one of my friends told me I need to get on Snapchat. And I'm like, what is that? You know?
I have no idea.
And so I looked it up, and it says, do you agree to the terms? I'm like, I better look at the terms. I look at it, and it says that you're allowing them to use all your photos. You're allowing them to use all your audio files that you put in. It's basically your friends list. You're allowing them to use whatever. I'm like, no, I don't want to give them all my stuff. You know,
Stuff is everywhere. I swear, sometimes you could just look at a web page and all of a sudden, it's got all of your information.
Oh, I've got my music that I wrote for sale on sites in Europe that I don't know about until I find it in
the search engine.
And I'll never see a dime out of it.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Anybody who wants to buy my stuff is sorry anyway.
Now, when does your show air? Do you have like a certain day that you release it, or is it a daily show?
Black Swamp Radio Live is live on Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. It's an hour show. Usually it runs late. I stepped it down from 2 hours because I was just too dead by midnight.
Yeah, it's tiring.
But it's going to end up being pushed back there anyway. And we will be hosted on PSN Radio Network as well here soon in the future. And whoever else decides to pick me back up again.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And what's the format of your show? Is it just talk, music,
talk.
Interview?
Once in a while, I'll do a music interview.
Okay.
The last great one was, the last two was Ed Roman out of Canada and S.J. Tucker from Mississippi.
Okay.
And two awesome people. And usually it's really hard to get musicians to come in and do anything mm-hmm. because they're so busy with their other stuff. They don't yeah. have time to get on the radio and talk about this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. So the music is what it is. There's not much music on the radio anymore. It's more old-time radio and paranormal talk shows. I'll have all kinds of paranormal talk shows on there now. And it's UFOlogy. It's mm-hmm. cryptid. And it's the stuff you guys do, mm-hmm. you know.
You know, I go on, I can't listen to it live, but I've heard your rebroadcasts. I listen to them all the time. And you get some really interesting guests on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's so amazing that you're getting these people on there. And I'm like, just start listening and I'll be, and that's what's nice too about your show and like the podcast. That you can do anything you want around the house and still have it playing,
mm-hmm. well,
or drive, you know, put it in the iPod and drive around, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's like Al and Brian from Brocksville Paranormal. I mean, they've been on countless times, and I've had Butch Witkowski on there, who has his own show mm-hmm. as well, who is cryptid.
Okay.
And there's another show, Notes from the Underground.
Okay.
And Into the Goblin Universe. you know, they're great shows.
Yeah.
And my show, you asked earlier, and I skipped past it. Anything and everything you can imagine will be talked about yeah. on that show at one point or another. So
no holds barred.
No holds barred. We try to keep it respectful because I know some people don't like to listen to shows where we drop the F-bomb every yeah. other word. So we stay away from that. But other than that, and we talk about anything.
And they'll sit there and listen and yell back at the radio. Yeah. Or yell back at the computer.
You love me, you hate me.
Do you have call-ins?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. You ever get any, like, really, really interesting call-ins?
Oh, I had one guy call in one time on a different radio show who claimed he was Satan.
Oh, hello, yeah. Satan.
And with this, the funniest call I've had with since I've been doing Swamp Gas and Black Swamp Radio Live was... I had a truck driver who's a buddy of mine who decided that he was going to call in one night right after I had some guy that was talking out his butt.
Oh no.
And he just couldn't stop laughing, and he's making fun of everything, and it was funny.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I don't have too many haters at the moment call in. After I say this, I probably
yeah.
will.
But we just,
that's all right. There's a button
it.
I can click.
It keeps it interesting, yeah. though. You know, it's like sometimes if it's the same thing all the time, it's boring.
Yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
a little spice in your, you know, in your soup.
And, you know, if these guys can get up to an hour, then
yeah,
they can come back
on.
They were on the station for a little while. But if they can get their show back up to an hour or two, once, twice a month or whatever, mm-hmm. they're very welcome to come back.
Yeah, we're working on it. You know, it's a work in progress. Of getting different.
We're always learning. Every week we learn something new mm-hmm. about what we do.
And
we love it.
People don't realize that in your head, you've got a ton of stuff that you want to talk about.
Yes.
And as soon as you hit that microphone,
yes.
it's all gone.
Always.
That's why
always.
Even having my notes in front of me, I'm still forget stuff.
Yeah. I had to make a last Wednesday when Al was coming on the show. I had to make a list that was a full page long to talk about 5 minutes worth of crap before we started talking.
Yeah.
Now, this is unrelated, but it might be related. Have you ever had paranormal experiences?
Yes. When I say from a haunted dwelling, I'm not lying.
Okay.
I've got two old guys that used to live in a house that died, and we bought the house from their wife. Okay. And they hang around the house constantly. Hmm. And then we've got a kitten that we cannot find, but it's a kitten. Every now and then you'll hear it outside one window whining.
Oh, really?
There's things about the house, like the temperature gets turned up and down, lights get turned on and off. Mm-hmm. Most recently, yesterday, somebody came and pushed a glass off the counter and it landed on the floor and broke, and nobody was in the kitchen. I was
cats
the only
like
one
to
home.
Do that.
I was the only one home. We don't have a cat. We've got two shepherds.
Ghost cat.
You know,
ghost cat.
So it's really strange around that part of Millbury. And from what I understand,
we've
it's
heard
more than just my two ghosts. There's been several suicides over in that area as well.
Interesting. Recent or past?
We've heard other stories about Millbury being very...
Millbury can be... It's I love it at night, but it's creepy.
Somebody said that there's a lot of Native American burial grounds in Millbury. Is that true? Do you know?
I couldn't tell you. Okay. I have no idea about that. I do know the part of Millbury that I live in, across the street, there's a pond. What's a pond now, but they dug it out to take the clay for foundations and for roofs and all that. Well, they did the same thing to my side, but they filled it back in. They built homes, the homes that are in my little area, but they left part of it, and it turned into a swamp again. So the Black Swamp took part of it back, and it's super cool. The noises you hear coming out of that thing at night is insane sometimes.
Wow. Do you think that with all the stuff that's going around the world, do you notice a shift in, I want to say the paranormal field, but really in the paranormal energy in the air? Do you notice a shift closer to the dark side, or?
Well, I've noticed a shift. Keep it off politics, okay?
No. We're
not
just
so much that.
In the realm of the paranormal.
Because the reason I ask is, we've heard Millbury is getting more active. In Toledo here, we have the Five Points where Sylvania and all that come together. And we are getting tons of people saying all of a sudden their houses are now haunted. There's activity.
It's like it's growing. It's like this energy is like...
What I've noticed is that things are changing. The veils are getting thinner. Mm. So that's why the paranormal activity is more active. It's only because we can notice it now. Before it was just as active, but we couldn't notice it.
Okay. Yeah, it's just something that popped in my mind when you were mentioning about Millbury.
You know, times are changing. We're moving into the age of Aquarius, so things are going to change. Mm-hmm. And then we get people that come on Facebook and say the world's going to end today, by the way. That was today.
Oh, was it?
Nibiru was supposed to crash into the planet today.
I didn't see it. I miss
I didn't
everything.
Either.
I miss everything.
Well, we were busy inside.
Yeah.
So we didn't see it.
So where do you see the future of like internet radio and what you do and what we do?
It's getting worse. The royalties for internet radio is through the roof. So you have no choice but to play indie music. Well, nobody listens to indie music.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like with my station when it was all indie music, I, you know, have five listeners. That's not an exaggeration. So I stopped that. Mm-hmm. And people love old time radio.
Yeah.
So I get 1,000 people there listening to old time radio globally.
Oh, really?
Because they like the old time radio. And as soon as the paranormal comes on, a new group of people comes on, and the paranormal people, or the old-time radio people, take off. And that's the way it works every day. Internet radio is getting so stringent now with the rules that if you don't do what we're doing here, or something close to it, or have a sports talk show or something like that, you're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
They make it so expensive, and then you've got the other outlets. They've made it so that I can't go to a personal website anymore because it's blocked. Whether there's a virus on it or not, it's blocked because there could be harmful stuff on it because I didn't pay my internet server $600 for the year, like GoDaddy, to let people even come see my site.
Oh, jeez.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. You know, the internet, basically the internet's there for everybody to enjoy, but they're starting to...
Well, nobody
put
does. Everybody
down.
Does Facebook now or something now.
That's another thing I noticed too is the Facebook videos. It's like you're on Facebook now, and every same video. It's like
it's all ads.
Mm-hmm.
It's all ads.
It's ads. And some of the content that people put up there is just plain disgusting.
Yeah.
That's the hard thing because with the podcast, we can do whatever we want, but we choose to do a clean content because we want to be able to, you know, reach out to more masses. We want to be able to, you know, reach the 14-year-old kid who wants to hear about ghost hunting. Or the 85-year-old who's just fascinated about it.
I agree with you. Yeah. If I drop a cuss word once or twice during the show, big deal.
Yeah.
But dropping the F-bomb, every other word coming, nobody wants to hear that.
Not even people, real fast.
Not even people who cuss like a drunken sailor, like myself, want to hear that coming out of some. I'm not going to listen to a show like that.
Yeah. No, and since we've got into this, we do talk to other people that have podcasts and that, and they're like, I got a podcast on. You got to listen to it. And I turn it on, and they go out of their way to use the F word. Yeah. And it's like they go out of their way to shock everybody. Yeah. It's like, just
we're
relax,
not here to shock
yourselves.
People. We're here to give
it's
good content.
That kind of thing that will kill
exactly.
what we do.
Exactly.
Because they will regulate it, and the FCC will have bounds to jump in and say, you can't do this, and you can't do it. Right now, we don't have that issue. But there are people that are destroying this that will do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like anything else. You know, the internet was great, but 20 years ago, you could go just surf sites and all this kind of stuff, personal websites, see all cool stuff. And then all of a sudden, people decided that it was a good idea to start putting viruses on stuff that people weren't unaware of putting on their website. And there were also the people that deliberately did that. And you'd click on a link accidentally and your computer would get shut down with a virus. And now people don't want anything to do with it. Then they directed it that way because they wanted to feed everybody into one channel, which is Facebook.
And Facebook basically is taking over the world. We were just mentioning that on our last show about how the advertisers and that are, we did a show on the Mandela effect.
Right.
And it's basically the same thing with Facebook where they're telling you, this is the way it is. This is the way it is, you know?
And I think.
And then people start believing that.
I like that Mandela effect that you brought up.
Yeah.
Because I think part of that Mandela effect, you know, you've got the whole Star Wars thing and all that. But I also think that after a certain amount of time when people start to forget, they have a whole bunch of people go in and change things just a little bit. Because they know they can't. I think it's an experiment to see how much they can get away with.
Exactly. That's, we mentioned that on the show. Yeah. You know, and whether it's aliens or humans, somebody is doing it. You know?
I don't think it's aliens doing it.
I think the humans are scarier than aliens.
Yeah.
Human behavior is the scariest thing ever.
I had somebody ask me one time, it's like, okay, what about, okay, ancient aliens, they were here. Why aren't they here now?
I'm like, they are here now.
Yeah. I'm like, but another thing I said was, do you really think they want to come here? Do you look at us?
Do you really think
we
want to tell you
other?
That we're here?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, do you want to know
we're
here?
They're not treating each other like we do, you know? I think they're all just living whatever life it is for a common purpose where we're all just fighting each other.
It's Christina Aguilera.
Huh? I like her.
Right.
But anyways.
So, tell us again what time your live show goes on and how they can tune into your rebroadcast.
Okay, well, the website is blackswampradio.net or unknownspirit.com. The show is Black Swamp Radio Live. That's Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can either listen to it live through the Shoutcast link, through TuneIn or whatever, or you can wait and download it on Google Play or iTunes or a few other places. You just do a search for Black Swamp Radio and a whole bunch of stuff is going to come up.
Yeah, just go right to the website, folks.
You know, and, you know, I guarantee you there's a trusted website there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, thanks for stopping
by.
Thank
you.
Well,
so
thank
great
you for
to
having
meet
me.
You
it was good
you.
To finally meet you.
Yes. Yes. Come by anytime.
The voices.
In the studio.
We're putting faces to the voices finally.
Right. Yeah.
These unknown voices now have faces.
All right.
Well, take care. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
So, Jen, what'd you think of today?
Well, today was
I am so wore out.
I am so tired. It was an amazing day. We had just a great time here. Love the Collingwood. We've always had great time and investigation here. The conference was amazing. And, you know, it's very hot here.
Yes.
It's over 90 degrees in Toledo today, and we're in this historic building, which we love, but there's no air conditioning.
Yeah.
Your fan saved us,
but
Joe.
But we made it.
We did.
We made it we through did. The day.
Yep.
And we got some great interviews. Hope you guys enjoyed them. But we just want to say thanks for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, please, if you enjoy the podcast and it brings a little happiness to your life, share it with someone. Tell someone else about it. And check us out on Facebook and all over the place. But it's time for us to go.
Yes, we got to go. We're
going to
miss you all. Thank you for listening in. And don't forget, if you need some paranormal equipment, go to 222paranormal.com. Check on our shop page. And
come visit us in October.
Yes.
At
Glass
City Paracon.
Glass City Paracon's coming up. And
right.
We will talk to you later. Love you.
Goodbye.
Ugh, I'll sweat my weave off.